Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Now, this week marks the launch of the first ever space mission made up entirely of non-professional astronauts. Within the first 24 hours, the four civilians, dubbed Inspiration 4, have already completed more than 15 orbits around the Earth. The expedition is the first privately funded mission by SpaceX founder and billionaire Elon Musk. And to discuss it further, we're joined now by Francis McCarthy, astronomer and education officer at BlackRock Castle Observatory. Francis, the trip is due to last 3 days. So where exactly will they go?
Around the world, and then splash down into the ocean.
Okay. What will the view be like?
Really amazing, because the spacecraft they're using is normally used to go to the International Space Station, where it docks. Doesn't need to dock this time because it's just going round and round and round. So they've replaced the docking mechanism with a window.
Okay, fantastic. And of course, it's going to be the first space mission to be completed by amateurs. No professional astronauts at all are on the aircraft. I can't imagine that now.
SpaceX has a history of flying unmanned to the ISS, so there's no problem with that part. I mean, you get on a roller coaster, and you're not driving that. I know. I'm there going, I'm not sure I'd be going up there.
Do they have to complete training or anything before the launch?
They have trained for months, and absolutely, sort of 5 or 6 months. Jared Isaacman, the billionaire who's paying for this, came up with the idea, nominated somebody from the hospital they're trying to fundraise for, did a competition for another, and a lottery for the last one. And for 6 months, they've been prepping for this.
Okay, but it was privately funded, so who paid for it?
Jared, if you've made your billions on payment packages, he's paid probably $200 million to start it off. He donated $100 million to the hospital, and, you know, I guess that's what billionaires do.
So finally then, Francis, is this like, okay, so that's how much it costs to get these four people up to fly around the Earth three times or lots of times over 3 days. How accessible or how soon do you think it's likely to be before the average Joe Soap, like hopping on a roller coaster, could hop on an aircraft and fly around space?
So if you've got, say, 3,000 billionaires in the world and they get to go first, and once it's becoming a little bit more common, there's a few more spacecraft, it may come down to only being millions to go.
Okay. So millions and then maybe hundreds of thousands and then maybe thousands, and we might get there eventually. All right. Look, I look forward to it when I'm 80. Francis McCarthy, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We'll take a break.